Welcome to 90 Second Narratives, the podcast that brings you little stories with big historical significance. I'm Sky Michael Johnston, and today's storyteller is Dr. James C. Ungrianu, a humanities teacher at Trinity Classical Academy in Santa Clarita, California. Here he is with the story, The Conflict Thesis, A Resilient Ideas Journey.
When historians of science and religion write about the conflict thesis, what are they talking about? Well, in a nutshell, the conflict thesis is the idea that science and religion are fundamentally in conflict. Always have been, always will be. This is a history of war, and in that sense, it is a historical argument. Most proponents of the conflict thesis maintain if you look back in history, particularly Christian history, but not exclusively Christian history, if you look back at every moment in the advance of science or new learning, religion has attempted to oppose, oppress, deny scientific progress. The conflict thesis has been used by many as a meta-narrative, an overarching view that encompasses the entire course of Western civilization. It attempts to explain how we modern humans, secular humans, that's us, came to be. But for several decades now, historians of science, philosophers, and theologians have tried to make sense of this belief that science and religion are at war. They typically trace the origins of the conflict thesis to the late 19th century, specifically among Anglo-American writers. For instance, many scholars point to the scientific naturalists, a Victorian clique made up of biologist Thomas H. Huxley, physicist John Tyndall, and evolutionary philosopher Herbert Spencer, among others, who supposedly employed the thesis in their attempt to professionalize and secularize the sciences. More precisely still, most scholars see New York University chemist John William Draper and historian and first president of Cornell University Andrew Dixon White as co-founders of a philosophy of history that has endorsed the belief that science and religion have been and always will be at odds. Now, there's a great deal of truth here. The story is a bit more complicated, and we are only now beginning to recognize that many of the accused did not, in fact, envision a conflict between science and religion at all, including Draper and White. The conflict thesis has had an incredibly complex journey. Conflict occurred, they believed, not between scientific truth and religious truth, but between contesting theological traditions. The scientific naturalists Huxley, Tyndall, Spencer, and even Draper and White all made such distinctions between theology and religion. What enabled them to make such distinctions were the changes in religious thought that occurred during the century. Draper, for example, argued in his History of Intellectual Development of Europe, which was published in 1863, that Christianity had been paganized under Emperor Constantine. Interestingly, he believed that early Christianity was a gift of God, whereas ecclesiastical organizations, the church, in other words, was a product of human invention. With the paganization of Christianity, Draper argued, came what he called the tyranny of theology over thought. He declared that those who had known what religion was in apostolic days might look with boundless surprise on what was now engrafted upon it and was passing under its name. Even in his notorious History of the Conflict Between Science and Religion, published a decade later in 1874, under closer inspection, he continues to make such distinctions as when he argued that he would only consider the orthodox or extremist position and not the moderate ones. White shared much of the same sentiments. By separating religion from theology, White could denounce that the most mistaken of all mistaken ideas was the conviction that religion and science are enemies. While science has conquered dogmatic theology, he argued, it will go hand in hand with religion. For science was an aid to religion, encouraging its steady evolution into more purified forms. In short, Draper, White, and to a certain extent the scientific naturalists did not see the conflict as one between science and religion, but between dogmatic theology and science. More precisely still, the conflict was between contending theological traditions. They believed that theology was not only in conflict with science, but also with religion.
If you would like to learn more about Dr. Angrianu's insightful research on the conflict thesis and historical conceptions of the relationship between science and religion, take a look at his 2019 book, Science, Religion, and the Protestant Tradition, Retracing the Origins of Conflict, published by the University of Pittsburgh Press. And please subscribe to 90 Second Narratives to hear a new episode every Monday.